Hey everybody, this is Josh. Welcome to another short episode, Quick Talk Raw. I'm excited to talk to you today. I have some cool stuff to share with you, and I'm just excited about life. You know, the world is crazy right now. Politics are crazy, and it just feels like so many things are falling apart, and maybe in your business some things feel like they're falling apart, but, you know, nothing is irreparably damaged, right? There's always hope. You always got to be able to see the bright side, and I see the bright side in a lot of different ways, and what I want to talk to you about today is company culture. So what does that even mean, and how is it applicable to a little tiny business? My business started so small. It was just me. I remember my first annual Christmas party was me and one guy. But I was so focused even then on building a big company. And yeah, we didn't do $180,000 in revenue in 1 month then. In fact, we would do $3,000 or $4,000 in a month, and that was pretty good, I thought. But even that, a year one experience with my Christmas party, you know, my employee would look at me like I was crazy. We'd go out to dinner. I did a little award ceremony, and we recapped the year and all the successes we had, and I laid down the vision for the next year and all the successes we were going to have in the future. But that even that set the tone. So I've always been big on employee culture, because the best way to serve your customers is by serving your staff, right? So in my business, I had an actual document that a lot of you have heard me talk about called the customer lifecycle document. And I would map out visually all the different opportunities I had to touch and connect with customers throughout the process of someone doing business with us. So from the initial phone call when they inquire about pricing or they ask for an estimate, and then when we do the estimate, how did we do it? What did we say? What did we wear? What was it like? What did they feel like when we went through that experience with them? How did we present our pricing? How did we bundle our services together in packages? How did we do all that? Everything was specific and mapped out, right? Well, then we do the service, and then we do follow-up calls, and when we do the service, we had the three touches, and we had a 6-ask referral program and all this stuff, right? But I had the same thing in place for my team members, because I believe that the employee life cycle is just as important as the customer life cycle. And at that Christmas party, where it was just me and Travis, and I did my little awards ceremony, I gave him his Christmas bonus, I gave him my little impassioned speech, I patted him on the back, and, you know, we went on our way, right? And then we launched the second year and tripled the business, and then did it again and tripled the business again. The moral of the story is that the best way to serve your customers is by having staff who feel like they have a seat at the table, who feel like they have a future with your company, and who feel like working for you is different. Working for your company is, it just has something about it. They can't even put their finger on it, but they like it. They're a part of something. Everybody wants to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Everybody wants to be valued and loved and cared about. And some people really steer away from this. They have this attitude of, well, if you don't do it my way, you can just find a different job. I can find 10 more people on Craigslist next week. And they have that type of attitude. It's very normal in the service industry, in the contractor industries. There's a lot of abrasive business owners. And what they're not understanding is that they're punching their own self in the face by doing that. And when their business is flat, when they've had a company for 25 years and they can't break $1 million and it's taking forever and it doesn't work and it's stressful and going to work isn't absolutely exciting every day, they don't understand why. And it's because they only care about themselves and they don't focus on giving enough benefits and investment of finances and investment of time and investment of relationships to the key players on their team, right? I talk also a lot about how small businesses like to be the quarterback, and they need to be the coach. You know, if you're a coach and your running back fumbles the football, you don't run onto the field, push him out of the way, put the helmet on, and pick up the ball and become the running back. It's crazy. But we do that in business all the time. It doesn't make any sense. What you do is you coach your team member through it. You coach them on how to reduce the amount of fumbles. We coach them on how to hold the ball, how to hit the hole a certain way, and how to lean into tacklers and all the fundamentals, right? Well, in business, we also have fundamentals. And if you can't assemble a team of people who have buy-in because they get it. And they know that you have their back, and they know that the company's going places, and they want to participate in building that dream. If you can't do that and get that right, you're not going to have a very good football team. You're not going to win a lot of games. And besides, it's not as much fun. I mean, the best feeling in the world was when my first employee that bought a house. You know, he got a mortgage, and this guy had nothing when he came to work for us. But he bought a home, right? And he had a baby and all this stuff. And seeing my little cleaning business be able to provide that pretty early on was an unbelievable feeling. Because if you guys haven't heard this, the best way to get what you want is to help other people get what they want. And you will succeed by default, by investing in the long term in other people, especially your employees. So culture is critical. I also had a meeting this morning with the general manager of a big cleaning business. And we were going through his yearly calendar, kind of how he runs his day. You know, what does he do? Because I'm a big believer in, you know, tactically planning out the whole season, you know, the meetings and the different marketing times that make sense to do what and everything, really. It's a whole long thing. But the point is this. When we're talking about meetings, I made the point to him. I said, you don't run meetings just to do a meeting, right? You don't do a company picnic just so you can say, okay, I did the company picnic, check that off the list. No, you have to get a return on your investment. You have to have a yield off of that. And so if you have a performance review with an employee, if you run a team meeting for your staff, if you're not getting a return on that time investment, you're doing it wrong. We don't do these things just to do them because we just think that's what businesses do. We do it to achieve a specific result. And every single time you engage your staff, every single time you have, you know, team meetings or get-togethers or events or anything, you have to be super intentional about getting the highest yield possible. Well, how do you do that? How do you do that, Josh? How do you get the highest yield possible? Well, it starts with understanding what your people want. Some people want public recognition. Some people want a little extra cash bonus that they weren't expecting. Some people just want to understand the plan in detail and what their career roadmap looks like. And they need to be reminded constantly. Some people just need encouragement or a little coaching. And if you're not doing those things unique to each person, right? Because everybody needs to be coached a little bit differently. Some people you can hammer them. Some people you can be aggressive with. Some people you can't. Some people you just can't do that with. It doesn't work. So your job as the coach and the leader is to set up the bones, the guts of your unique company culture. And I'm telling you, your business can get really fun when you figure this out. Your business can mean a lot more than dollars on a piece of paper or numbers on a spreadsheet when you start to build these types of relationships. It changes people's lives, and it can change your family tree and change your business. So the best way to get what you want is to help all of your employees get what they want. And they will serve your customers at a super high level when they love going to work for a company that they know has their back, that they know isn't going to crucify them if they make a mistake, and that they know genuinely cares about them. So that's it. That's my quick talk raw for today. I appreciate all of your time. Hey, if you're listening to this and getting value, I need you to do me a favor. If I scratched your back a little, I need you to scratch mine a little. I need you to go to iTunes or Stitcher and rate this podcast. Give us a great rating. That's going to help us get the word out and grow this message. You know, people pay me thousands of dollars for business consulting, and you get little snippets and nuggets for free. And it's my gift to you, and I'm happy to do it. But please share this with your friends, share it on Facebook, and give us a rating. Until next time, this is Josh. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.